This is the Dean Show.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be with you. I'm Eddie, your host. You're watching The Dean Show. And today we're going to be bringing out Sheikh Kamal al-Mekki. And he's going to help us sing this song. So you want to be a gangster, smoking all that dope, disrespecting people and all the folk. That's what you think it's about, man. You think that is what makes you successful, being a punk, a thug? Well, the Sheikh, when I talk about milkshake, he's got something else to tell you. So if your parents brought you down to watch The Dean Show, sit tight, because we'll have some fun, but we're going to be serious. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
This is The Dean Show.
This is The Dean Show.
Alaykum
salam. Alaykum salam.
I don't know where you got that song from, but...
You know what?
It covers our topic nicely, I think.
You know what? Way back, I used to be in Jahiliyyah, and I learned so much, and I thank the Creator of the heavens and earth that He guided me. And I used to listen to the hip-hop.
Right.
And you know what? They're singing about all sorts of stuff. Disrespect to the parents,
mm-hmm.
disrespect to yourself, disrespect to your teachers, disrespect to the women. And now, the youth, as I was, I thought it was cool to disrespect people. Because then people, and this is what happens in the high school and the colleges and whatnot, the more disrespectful you are, the more you're, you know, the cool guy.
People will be dissing each other.
They'll
huh?
be dissing each other, right?
You know, most people say that you're black, you know that, right? Most people watch The Dean Show, they say Eddie's black.
Well, you know what? They see that, you know what? What we're talking about here is serious.
I caught you with that one, huh?
Okay. Yeah. But here's the thing, you know? We try to keep it real. We try
right.
to connect with the youth because we are in the real world, and I was living that life, and I see that's the wrong direction to go. So now I feel it requires discipline to hold back. When you're angry, to not throw a punch, you have to stay calm, be patient. That's what Islam teaches.
Yeah.
It's easy to let out profanity.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to be a thug. So that's what we want to talk to. Why do you think more people inclined to that? It's easy, but this, it takes some discipline, and they kind of go towards the easier route. Let's discuss this very important topic.
Fantastic. Let me begin by saying Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam wa rasulillah. For those who don't know, that means in the name of Allah, and all praise is due to Allah, and may He extol and send blessings of peace upon His final messenger Muhammad, and obviously upon all the prophets that He sent before.
Now, take a note, I'm sorry to cut you off. You said Allah. And again, there's a lot of not yet Muslims. They tune in, they hear Allah, they think moon god, they think a black box in the desert. What do you got to say about that?
It's just how you say God in Arabic, you know. You go to, if you go to an Arab country, and you go into a church, the Bible says Allah in Arabic. If you go to a synagogue, for example, Morocco, Yemen, there are many Jews who are Arabs or speak Arabic, and their Bible says Allah as well. So it's proof that it's the same God, not a different God.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all we're saying.
Okay, good. I'm sorry. Please continue.
Now, what I loved about how you began is that you actually said a hadith. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, لَيْسَ الشَّدِيدُ بِالسُّرْعَةِ. He said that the strong person isn't the one who out-wrestles people. Because, or lose your temper, or you use profanity. That's easy. Anybody could do that. The strong person is the one who contains his anger. You know, who keeps his cool, keeps his temper down. That's the strong person, because you'll agree that's harder to contain yourself than it is to erupt. Anybody can erupt and use bad words, and, you know, use sign language. Anybody
sign
can do
language.
That.
Or speak French, right?
To speak French,
yeah.
So people, you know, they communicate in these ways, and they think they're... And then they come and boast about these things. They boast about how they went off on this guy, and then I said this to him. But that's easy. How do you boast about something that's easy? You boast about something that's difficult. So if someone really got up in your face, as they say, and you know, was rude and disrespectful, and you could contain yourself, that's something now you can boast about. Not that you just curse them back. Anybody can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But what is going on now with people? Even you find sometimes practicing Muslims, if I can use that term, and they still have that thug thing going on, you know? Thug mentality, they don't want to smile when they shake your hand, they just give you the cold salam, and say, what's going on? Salaam alaikum. Oh, hard and stuff. What's with this hard thing, you know? It's it's pushed too much. I mean, obviously, and you've interviewed rappers before, and they all said that it's an image, right? They're not hard all the time. You know, they don't wake up hard. It's an image thing. Mm-hmm. But then these young people, they see it on television, and then they believe it. That's how you have to be. One group did this kind of a study, if you want to call it. And they just started to interview kids at high schools, and they would ask them, what is a man? And everything the youth would say back into the camera was violent or aggressive. And they felt at them, and they would use words like, a man is powerful, you know, is aggressive, you know, is a good fighter. He takes, you know, matters to his own hands. He does, everything they were mentioning was aggressive, because that is the media definition that you get from the mainstream media of what a man is. You know, the man is violent. You know, the man takes care of issues, not by diplomacy and speaking. That's for weaklings, you know. You know, nerds will finish, will solve their disputes that way.
Yes.
You know, the man, he jumps out of his car, takes off his coat, you know, throws the glasses off, mm-hmm. bam, fisticuffs, punches people out, knocks people out. Where did they get this from? So this violence thing is going overboard, but it's all from, you know, the movies that glorifies the, you know, the fighting, the aggressive behavior, and from, just like, you know, the stuff that you were quoting earlier, the rap music and talking about violence and how tough they are. How many times do you have to listen to a song about how tough a guy is? And in reality, he's not tough. He's got a pool boy, he's got a mansion, and, you know, he's living the easy life, but he talks about how tough he is in the studio all the time. And then people fall for that.
Yeah.
One of the interesting things, and I really love this, in the Quran, when Luqman was a righteous wise man in the past, and he was advising his son. So he was giving him a lot of advice with manners, with life, with staying away from worshipping things besides Allah, with being good to the parents. And then one of the things he tells him, starts to give him advice on being humble and having humility. So he tells him, وَلَا تُصَعِرْ خَدَّكَ للناس. And do not تُصَعِرْ your cheek to people. Do not turn your cheek to people. سَعَرْ is a disease that afflicts camels. And when it afflicts them, their neck turns and their face turns to the side. Isn't it weird, Eddie, that the arrogant people and the thugs, they don't walk straight. They always walk to the side like this. You see a guy walking like this? Just like the Quran described, he'll turn his face. So he was advising his son, he said, don't turn your face to the people, meaning don't become arrogant. Be humble in how you carry yourself. Be humble in how you deal with people.
TLG, have you heard of that?
No, what is that?
TLG, and I feel that people just today are just followers. Tan, laundry, and gym. Have you heard that?
No, never. I guess I'm not a hip like that.
So you watch these reality shows, and these people who are out there glorifying this lifestyle, just more about the body, more about, you know, physical appearances, and they forget about purifying the soul, they forget about the reality of death, they forget about returning to their creator. So these things, it seems like, you know, we focus more on the physical, our appearances, and then at the same time, you know, we don't watch our behavior. And again, it just seems, again, from early on, from the high schools, public schools, it just seems like the whole culture is making it easy. So how does someone who has been programmed for so many years, how do they get out of this?
Excellent. And of course, as usual, any improvement that you can make, any self-improvement, if it wasn't possible, Allah wouldn't ask you to do it. So if you couldn't change yourself to become more humble and have more humility, then Allah wouldn't ask you or require that of you. So the truth is, and the good news is, that you can improve and you can change from, you know, being arrogant to being in a state of humility. You know, the Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith, مَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَ. Short hadith, deep in meaning. Whoever humbles himself for the sake of Allah, Allah will raise him in rank. You imagine it's the opposite. You know, you act all arrogant and then, you know, you get better status with people. But it's actually the opposite. You humble yourself for the sake of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise you in rank. And by the way, you know, a lot of people think, you know, if you're being humble, that means, again, you're weak, you're letting people step on you, and it has nothing to do with that. Humility is just the opposite of arrogance, you know. And it's interesting how arrogance itself, the arrogant people, Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. Those who were too arrogant to worship me, Allah is saying in the Quran, those who were too arrogant to worship me, they get a punishment that's the opposite. they will enter the hellfire in a state of humility. Also, the Prophet described that the people who are like really arrogant, got their nose in the air, and they think they're all that, as they say. These people, out of the embarrassment and punishment, Allah will raise them on the day of resurrection the size of little ants. And people will not see them, and they'll be trying not to let people step over them.
So we need to humble ourselves.
Absolutely.
Let's take a break, and we'll be right back with more on the Deen Show.
And it's simple to understand.
I wouldn't know what the sky looked like, what the trees looked like. I would have never seen the faces of my beautiful children if I didn't have the ability to see. How blessed we are by Allah.
And obedience is born out of gratitude.
So thank Him, call upon Him, establish a relationship with Him. Forget about the past.
Take it out of being a ritual and make it a spiritual experience.
Islam is not something dubious, unclear, hazy. It's really straightforward.
He said it changed his life. He said he saw every single episode that you had ever recorded.
Back here on the Deen Show with Sheikh Kamal al-Mekki, we're talking about serious business. We're talking about things that are very important. It's not just about getting the tan, doing the laundry, the clothes, getting ready for the nightclub on the weekend, hitting the bench press. That's all you're focused on. You're not thinking about anything else because you got to go get your honey. You got to go fulfill your lusts and desires. And the woman, the man's on the hunt, and the woman is just acquiring as many phone numbers as she can so she can have her phone blowing up, ringing, and it becomes a whole game. We get caught up into this whole system, and if we forget about our purpose in life, why we've been created, and we start doing things that are displeasing to the one who created us, why is this, again, I keep asking the million-dollar question, why are people more inclined to this nowadays?
Right. And obviously, you know, if I were to take the easy route, I would just say, you know, it's lack of iman, lack of, you know, belief.
Yeah.
Or the belief is weak in people's hearts, a lack of knowledge. When the dunya, meaning this material world, becomes great in people's hearts. You know, and because the dunya is great in people's hearts, people envy them, each other, hate each other because of things of the material world. Like, you know, even a good person will see someone with a nice vehicle and they'll envy that and they'll be jealous of him. You're only jealous because a couple of things. One, this material world is great in your heart. Otherwise, it's just a piece of metal. It wouldn't have mattered to you. But the material world has become great in people's hearts. The other thing, also you find people, you know, their tawakkul, meaning their trust and their reliance on Allah is weak. You know, Allah owns everything in the heavens and the earth. If a guy has a Ferrari, Allah gave it to him. He could give it to you, so don't worry about it. Or maybe he's not giving it to you for a good reason, so don't worry about it. But because material things have become so great in our hearts, that we want to express who we are through our material possessions.
Yeah.
And so you'll find even some very hollow people who will, they won't even have a car, but they'll have a Mercedes-Benz keychain, or they'll just twirl it around like this as they talk to girls and stuff.
Yeah, you got to see the Benz symbol, huh?
You know, the three-point star, right?
Yeah.
Trying to show that, oh, I've got a Benz, and the guy's taking the city bus, you know?
Yeah.
So, but because the world has become so great in people's minds and hearts, that they always try to express who they are through their belongings and through their possessions. Some cities, I'm not going to say which cities, but in certain cities where most people don't drive, I think I gave it away, people try to express who they are through what they're wearing. So they try to wear the flashiest outfits. Other states, for example, where, you know, it's not really about what you wear, it's about the car that you drive. So people put everything into that car.
Yeah.
I remember one time I dropped off some people at a homeless shelter. They were staying there. And there was a guy with a brand new Lexus living at the homeless shelter. So for the moments when he's out of the homeless shelter driving the Lexus, everybody will look up to him like, oh, he's got money. But he doesn't even have a house. The guy is homeless and he's broke and he's unemployed. But he put everything into this car so he could live that fake image, you know? And also it brings to mind the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ mentioning some people in the worst position or the worst of people. One of them is a'ilun mustakbir, like someone who is poor, yet he's arrogant. What are you being arrogant about? The guy is poor, he's got no money, but he's still being arrogant. So you'll find the guy who's homeless, he puts everything that he has into a car, then he'll drive it looking all arrogant, like he's living the life.
So this is the easy way. This is easy to be a thug, to act out of line, to go and lift some weights. Even there's nothing wrong with lifting weights. There's nothing wrong with being clean, doing your laundry and all this stuff. But now it takes some discipline to control yourself, to stay away from evil, this requires some effort and work. But right. Isn't the outcome better than just living according to your lusts and desires?
Absolutely. I mean, the Prophet ﷺ even promised us that, you know, those who are humbled and don't have that attitude and all that and think too highly of themselves, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Man tawadha'a lillahi hakadha." So the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever humbles himself to Allah like this, then he turns his hand downwards and he lowers it all the way down near to the ground, the narrator says. Then he turns it. He says, "Rafa'ahu Allah," or Allah will raise him, "Yarfa'ahu Allah hakadha." Then he turns his hand, says, "Allah will raise him like this." Then he starts raising his hand up, up, higher and higher, until he went as high as he could go. So you humble yourself, Allah will raise you. Whether it means as what people think of you in the community, your position, your actual rank, your status, or you'll rank with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. So Allah will raise you from acting humble, not from being like a thug.
Yeah.
Now someone might be watching the show now and they'll argue, well, we see all these people who act arrogant and act like thugs and people look up to them.
Yes.
So isn't that the opposite of what you're saying? Well, in the end, people look up to them. What kind of people look up to them?
Yeah.
Most of them, you'll see that they're worthless people who look up to them. Mm-hmm. Because Allah describes this in the Quran, describing Fir'aun, Pharaoh. He said, فَاسْتَخَفَّ قَوْمَهُ فَأَطَاعُهُ يعني, it means he belittled his people, so they respected him. They respected him when he treated them like dirt, which means they have no self-worth. They don't have self-respect. Because anyone with self-respect, if you treat him like dirt, they say, look, I don't want to deal with this person anymore. But the person who respects you, if you treat them like dirt, they're themselves a lowly individual. So if you're telling me these rappers, they act like, you know, arrogant and they act like thugs and they get respect from people, they're getting respect from people who have no self-respect. Mm-hmm. That's number one. And the second thing, their respect is limited to what they have and to their status. You know, any of these rappers or what have you, they become less popular. Nobody remembers them anymore. Yeah. You know, if one rapper steps out of the limelight, the next day the next guy is popular and nobody remembers him anymore.
Yes. You know?
I don't think we need to mention any names, right?
No. So tell us, why do you think many of the youth, they join gangs?
A number of things, sense of belonging, you know, also to feel important. You know, human beings, as the psychologists say, they're social beings. So they want to belong, right? And people also want to feel important. And everybody loves themselves. You know, if anyone tells you they don't love themselves, hit them on the face and see what they'll do.
Yeah.
They can defend themselves because they love themselves.
Yeah.
Of course, don't do that.
Uh-huh.
But the idea is people love themselves, right? And they tell you, like, you know, everybody loves their name, even the letter of your name. If you see it, you know, under studies, they'll see that your brain will light up more when they see the letter of your name. You know, so if you see an E, your brain will light up more than a B. If I see a K, my brain will light up more. So everybody loves themselves. When you look at a class photo, the first thing you look for yourself. You don't like, oh, where's Jimmy? You look for yourself, right? So people love themselves, they want to feel important, and they want to feel needed as well, and they want to feel part of a group. And so a lot of youth then, instead of going to the right group, instead of going to their mosque, to their masjid, to their community, you know, to the sheikh, to the righteous people, you know, they might get lost a little bit and then look for a sense of belonging with that kind of group. And it's amazing the kinds of things people will do to become accepted by a certain group of individuals. Like they'll go to the point, you know, you've heard about hazing, of course. Hazing actually has a lot of psychology in it. When someone does something ridiculous related to hazing, like they'll make someone, you know, dress in his underwear in the winter and run across, you know, in front of people, they actually, because they're doing something so ridiculous, they convince themselves that I really want to be part of this group. That's why I'm willing to go as far as doing something so ridiculous and humiliate myself, because I want to be part of this group. Human beings have that need to belong.
And
gangs offer that, unfortunately.
They offer that, yeah. So we're going to continue more, asking some more questions here in the Deen Show. Don't go nowhere.
It's like, when did you think that you had no purpose? Are you worthless? The value comes from purpose.
Your purpose in life is to worship the Creator, not worship your desires and self, not worship social pressure, the celebrity culture, but worship the thing that's much higher and transcendent, above and beyond. By worshiping God and seeking His pleasure, you get pleased. So you have double pleasure.
We are here on the Deen Show. Thank you for joining us. And we're talking about, it's easy to be a thug. It's easy to follow your lusts and desires. But it takes a little more effort on doing the good things that the Creator told us to do. And I think that's the cool thing. People feel that that's not cool, but how can we, again, bring it home where that is not the cool thing? Being disrespectful to your parents, being disrespectful to your teachers, being disrespectful to your classmates, being disrespectful to your peers, that's not cool. What's cool is being respectful, being dignified, showing humility. Bring it home, Shif.
Awesome. You know, I love blaming the media. What's wrong with that? I'll blame them. And I studied media production, I studied communication, so we studied the theory behind television, the theory behind radio, all kinds of things related to that. And one of the things is that, you know, this is, you know, the media, they claim that it doesn't affect people's behavior, but it will affect what's in the forefront of your mind, right? Mm-hmm. So if a young person sees that the proper way is the respectful guy, as you're saying, the humble guy, is always presented as the square, the nerd, you know, you always see the proper guy who uses proper language and has his shirt tucked in and wears his glasses, is always like socially inept, is always the nerd and the clown. Even in sitcoms, even in children's sitcoms, you know, these Disney Channel, they have these all these sitcoms for kids. They always show the cool guy is kind of disrespectful and kind of, you know, carefree and what have you. And then the proper guy is always uncool. So then they get this image,
yeah.
You know, being proper and right and good in language and respect and manners, you're uncool. You know, you're socially inept, you're a nerd. And they always dress them up weird with bow ties and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But then the guy who has got bad manners, got a little bit of attitude, he cracks the funny jokes and everything in class, he's the cool guy. So then it remains. And then they want to act out these certain scenes in the classroom. You find a lot of kids now disrespecting their teacher, trying to be funny, trying to disrupt the class, because they learned that's what it is to be cool. But of course, cool is uncool on the Day of Judgment, right?
Yeah.
Whatever's cool here, I mean, if whatever's wrong that people make is cool, it's uncool on the Day of Judgment.
That leads me to my next question, the Day of Judgment. And before that, to help people realize the seriousness of this matter, that death is approaching, and can you just explain, emphasize, what will happen in the grave when you die, and that angel, Melekul Maut, angel of death, comes to take your soul?
Well, you know, everyone thinks they have time to repent, or it's not going to happen to me. And they told you also, this is one of the things that happens in the minds of youth. They always think the accident will happen to the other guy, but not to me. So we always think that death will come to me in my deathbed when I have my family around me. But I'm not the guy who's going to be killed in the street suddenly going to work or going to school. But the truth is, it will happen, and it does happen to people, young and old. And so when you die, you have to be prepared for it. When the angel of death comes to you, you can't repent anymore. And when you're put in your grave, you're going to be asked three questions. Now, even if you studied these questions in school, you can't answer it unless you're a believer. Who is your Lord? And only a believer can answer that. Someone who read a book about Islam and didn't become Muslim can't answer this question.
Now, believer, who's a believer? One who worships the one God.
Absolutely.
Alone, without any partners, not his creation, and the last...
Believes in his messenger.
In his messenger.
Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. That would include all the preceding messengers, Jesus, Moses, Abraham, all of them.
Absolutely, and all the books and all the angels. You have that belief, you're a Muslim.
And then doing all the good that God Almighty has called us to do and staying away from the evil.
Because it's not good enough to just know that there is a God.
Talk is
you
cheap.
Have to do it. Talk
actions
is very
speak louder than words.
Absolutely. So you can't answer these questions in the grave. Who is your Lord? Who is your Prophet? What is your religion? So that's why you have to become Muslim. You have to repent. You have to abide by the rules and forget what's in the media.
Okay, and a Muslim is simply one?
Who submits to his Creator.
That's what it means.
Not to a man, to a monkey, but to his Creator.
That's it. And do you get rewards? Just tell us briefly now, do you get rewards that if you want to be a thug, you want to act out of control, but you contain yourself, do you get rewards for leaving off the evil and doing good to motivate them to do more good rather than evil?
Absolutely.
From the Creator?
Absolutely. Anybody who leaves thuggery. Gets the reward for leaving that, inshallah.
And you get the good deeds.
Absolutely, you get the good deeds. And some scholars say even whatever bad deeds you have when you repent could be converted into good deeds.
Man,
Nothing's better than that.
This is great. Thank you again for being
my
with
pleasure.
Us here on the Deen Show.
Zakallah khair.
Oh yeah, thank you. And you got to get some good advice. Don't be a thug. Be someone who is doing good, being good, and calling others to good. Because you got one shot, you got one life to live. So you can go ahead and keep following your lusts and desires and die in a bad state, Or you can worship the one God, not His creation, follow the last and final messenger that was sent to mankind, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and then you can be in a constant state of self-development, striving to be the best human being that you can be, and then at the end, result is paradise. And that's what we're striving for. We'll see you next time. God willing, peace be unto you.